You're listening to Insight on Capital Public Radio. I'm Beth Duncan in for Beth Ruyak. Set in Edwardian London, Mary Poppins is an enchanting mixture of irresistible story and unforgettable songs, and the Fair Oaks Theatre Festival is putting on an extended run of their summer production of this popular show. Joining us today is choreographer Natalie Kalichi. Natalie, welcome to Insight.
Thanks for having us.
And that's Kalichi, right?
Yes.
Kui, or is it Kui?
Kalichi.
Kalichi, welcome. Also joining us today is Katie Veal. She's the actress who plays Mary Poppins. How are you?
Welcome. Good morning. Thank you.
Nice to see you here. And we also have Manansa Bolapragada. She's the child actress who plays Jane. Welcome.
Thank you for having us.
How are you today?
I'm really good.
Good. So Mary Poppins was originally a series of books, but it is best known for the Disney movie adaptation. How do you think that play compares to both versions, your play comparing to the stage version and the movie version?
Well, I think it still has a lot of the same charm as the movie, and you're going to have a lot of the same favorite songs like Spoonful of Sugar and Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. But there's definitely some surprising things that are different and exciting. So
tell me about one.
Natalie?
Well, I think that the appeal of Mary Poppins is that it really is a multifaceted show. And one of the really great things that you kind of miss in the musical is that it really does take a lot of the fun twists from the books, the original books. And so there's the same movie songs, like Katie mentioned, but it also has a lot of heart. And there's a little bit more magic. And there's just a lot of really awesome things that are added to the movie, realized in a full length stage production.
And that's the choreographer, Natalie Kalichi. So what are some of the challenges when you do a stage production like this? And it's a story that everybody knows about, you know. Perhaps the new generation is just a whole new audience that's learning about it. Any pressure to meet expectations or anything?
I can take that being on the production end.
Okay.
I think that with anything, especially when working with Disney, of course, there's going to be a standard that we are held to. But, you know, Fair Oaks has really done a great job with bringing in a lot of really high caliber professional, like, I mean, they are community theater, but they're really great work ethic and really talented actors and actresses that we're fortunate to work with. And so in planning something like Mary Poppins that has so much magic and excitement, it's really more of a fun puzzle than it is a challenge, I would say.
And how about the play? And it's set in 19th century England, but the story has a lasting appeal. So what does Mary Poppins offer to modern audiences? What can people learn from this production? And perhaps you'd like to take that question, Katie.
I think that there's definitely a lesson to be learned, something to be taught to parents that have small children, such as myself. I actually have three small children at home, and I've learned a lot and about parenting and just being kind and seeing how you affect other people. So there's definitely a big change with George, the father of Jane and Michael Banks, and that's a fun thing to see. Just the difference in his character at the end of the show.
And Manasa, you get to play, what's your character?
Jane Banks.
Tell me how you prepared for your role.
Well, I, like, practiced my lines, but also I practiced with my brother. And, well, it's a very fun role to play. And it's, you know, she's like a little bratty. And, yeah. It's like a really fun character to play.
And Natalie, how does the magic and the whimsical side of this show really add to the play in terms of just that whole aspect of, woo, magical stuff?
Well, from a production side of it, it's really amazing to see it fully realized on stage. And I don't know if you've been to the Fair Oaks Amphitheater, but it is a very unique and fun space to work in. So in utilizing all of their really awesome structures and features, we were able to do things with the show and the magic that I might say other theaters might not have the opportunity to do. So it's a real treat.
You like the outside?
Yeah, so the amphitheater is, it's a fairly big space, and we really do utilize the natural lighting because we have our productions at 8 p.m. where in the summer, you know, it's beginning to be twilight. So our lights are catering to that. And yeah, we have really great bench seats, so you can kind of sit there with your family and, you know, hear all of the amazing music and watch all of the story really come to fruition in our cute little amphitheater.
And Natalie, we talked a little bit about this, but what is this show? What's in this show for adults? What can they learn?
Well, I think that with something like Mary Poppins, there is sort of a universal theme. And as we've mentioned, you know, the movie is so wonderful, but it really is too a story about love and family values. And I don't know that it's necessarily anything new, but it's a great reminder of how to treat people and what a family in disarray and in, you know, symbiotic relationship really looks like. And so it's a really great time, and you do get all those great musical remembrances, but it's also a story about love and the love of a family and the love of, you know, a nanny and how they fold her into mm-hmm. their little tribe of people. And it's just great. I love it.
And amongst the cast members, is there a lot of love? How did you guys get along putting this together?
You know, we had a, what, 5-6 week rehearsal process. And so we started out, we did a lot of dancing and singing, and it's just all come together wonderfully. I mean, it was definitely a challenge during tech week, but I'm actually so impressed with our kids that we have on stage. Just all of the lines that they have to learn and the late nights that we had, they are amazing that they were able to pull through and, just not just do, you know, mediocre work. They're great.
And that is Katie. She plays Mary Poppins. So, Manasa, what did you learn from doing this?
Well, it takes, like, a lot of hard work, and it was, like, kind of challenging for me. And so it was, like, really fun. And, like, there are a lot of family values, like, family is more important than money. And, yeah.
Natalie, Katie, and Manasa, thank you for being on Insight.
Thank you so much for having
thank
us.
You. Thank you.
I wish you continued success with the show. Mm-hmm. Mary Poppins runs Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, June 15th through August 5th, 2018. We have more on our website at capradio.org/insight. And that is Insight for today. I'm Beth Duncan. Insight is produced by Jen Picard, Bert Johnson, and Cody Drabble. Our digital team is Chris Hagen, Casey Gardner, Hilda Flores, and Emily Zentner. And our technical director is Mark Jones. Insight's executive producer is Joe Barr. Thank you for joining us. We're back with another live show tomorrow.
No, hardly no night. There's things off in shadow and off way in light. On the rooftops of London, coo, what a sight.
Chim chiminy, chim chiminy, chim chim cheree. When you're with a sweep, you're in glad company.
Nowhere is there a more happier crew
than them what sings chim chim cheree chim cheroo. Chim chiminy, chim chim cheree chim cheroo.